Horrock Lodges here with it says in the papers.
The Irish Independent reports this morning that fears are growing that the country is at risk of another COVID-19 surge after an increase in the spread of the virus. Public health officials warned that there was an immediate need to take care and caution, with Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn appealing to people not to holiday abroad this summer. In her analysis piece, Eilish O'Regan writes that the feared impact of foreign travel is making its mark, and the other trigger in the rise in cases is the socialising by younger age groups in particular, who are not maintaining physical distancing. Most of us would be content, she says, with the restricted new normal we are enjoying, but the freedoms might be snatched away if the R number goes up again. Youth alert on COVID-19 is the front page headline in the Irish Daily Mail. More than three quarters of new COVID cases are now in people under 25, with the paper saying the startling figure was revealed yesterday after pictures emerged last weekend of young people swarming the streets and drinking outside pubs. Virus is regaining momentum is the Irish Daily Star's headline. The paper covers a call from the Vintners Federation of Ireland for the urgent publication of reopening guidelines ahead of the reopening of almost 3,500 pubs on Monday week. Quarantine requirements for those arriving in Northern Ireland from low to medium risk countries are to end. The Irish News reports that First Minister Arlene Foster said she was pleased that ministers had chosen to follow the approach of England and Wales. An Irish Sun investigation found that only between a third and a half of those travelling on buses and trams were wearing face coverings. While in the Irish Daily Mirror, we read about the Pure Indulgence Bakery in County Meath, which is making gingerbread men with masks in a bid to encourage more people to wear face coverings. The government is working on a major financial package to help schools reopen as fully as possible in the autumn. A report in the Irish Times says the package will include extra funding for substitute cover, cleaning and supports for school principals. Also in the Times, a poignant photograph of the coffins of brothers Fergus and Philip Brophy being carried into the cemetery at Killinard, County Laois. The accompanying report details the homily delivered by Father Tom Dooley, in which he spoke about the brothers' passion for sport as players with the local O'Dempsey's GAA club, their involvement in triathlons and diving. Today, Father Dooley said, "Instead of thinking what might be, let us think more of their achievements and their accomplishments." An outdoor public swimming pool could be on the way for Dublin. The Herald tells us a site on Custom House Quay has been earmarked for the proposed 50-metre pool, which would contain fresh water heated to 26.3 degrees. The lead story for the Irish Independent is that construction work on the new €1.7 billion National Children's Hospital has stalled amid a dispute over who should pay for the extra costs of reopening the site. The dispute is expected to add to the spiralling costs of one of the most expensive healthcare facilities in the world. According to the Irish Examiner, the ESB made no financial provision for claims arising out of the 2009 Cork flooding because it didn't think UCC's appeal to the Supreme Court would be successful. The company faces a huge damages bill and has been warned that if its insurance doesn't cover the full cost of damages, it shouldn't seek to recoup those costs by increasing customer bills. The paper also reports that an Italian woman being sued by her former Mexican lover over the movement of two valuable horses to Ireland claims she owns a 50% share of the animals. The horses, a grey stallion Milton and a gelding Diego, compete at top-level international show jumping and are estimated to be worth in the region of €4 to €4.5 million. And while Normal People has featured regularly in most papers over the past few months, today it finally makes the front of the Irish Times. Trinity College has benefited from a Normal People bounce, recording its highest number of applicants. But Carol O'Brien writes that, unlike the steamy TV series, social distancing will become a feature of college life for students this year, with only limited numbers allowed on campus.
I'm sure everybody who went to Trinity spent their summer in an Italian villa, all right. Porrick, thanks a million for that. It's 12 minutes past 8.